We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's 92.9 FM ESPN, The Six, and Brad Carson hosting here, joined by Chelsea Messenger. She's host of The Daily Tip on Odyssey, which is presented by our friends at BetMGM. And I'll start right off the bat here with something we talked about yesterday at 6 o'clock. Chelsea, your Suns, they took care of business. Your Bucks, they let you down. Suns go up 2-0. The Bucks fail to cover. So here we are. Your four-game guy, the guy from Denver, Suns in four guy, he may get his spot in the sun here again, unfortunately, Chelsea.
I know. Last night, let me tell you, I was sick to my stomach. I had the Bucks in the first half, and if you watch that game, they were up by 9 with 4 minutes to play in the first half. But then they stop attacking the rim, because if you looked at this Bucks team, I think 23 of their first 26 points were in the paint. And that is the game plan that the Bucks do well at. I know they shot the three ball well all season long, but then they started jacking up shots, and it was just terrible shot selection. Meanwhile, on the other hand, the Suns were moving the ball like one of those old-school Duke teams where they're just passing the ball so quickly that nobody could get a hand up. So it was a combination of two things. The Suns played out of their mind. They shot 20 for 40 from the three-point line, which is unsustainable. I don't think they're going to do that again next game. The stats suggest that they wouldn't. And then also the Bucks played terrible offensively. Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton combined 12 for 37 from the field. And I'm not talking about long shots.
Right. Layups.
Drew Holiday was missing layups.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. If you had the Bucks, oh, man, and you're seeing NBA players that are supposed to be good missing layups, that was a tough game to watch.
No, it was infuriating to watch if you had the Bucks at what was it, plus 4.5? Is that what you got them at?
I only had them in the first half, and
okay.
It was plus 3.5 in the first half, and I thought it was golden. You know, they came out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did get Suns minus 4.5 at BetMGM, and, of course, they covered. It was a weird game. You know, the Bucks just played terribly once again. Giannis was good, but Giannis clearly, Drew Holiday has to make shots. And it was frustrating, like you, because I'm like, well, maybe the Bucks will make a game of it and Drew Holiday will come. So they had this point where I saw the same thing you saw. It was like a left-handed layup, almost two in a row from Holiday that he misses near point-blank range. And then you get the report from ESPN and Malika Andrews saying, we just talked to the Bucks staff, and they're saying they're getting all the shots they want. They're just not falling. Well, like, duh. Like, we're watching the game,
yeah,
Malika.
Yeah, layups should fall.
Thanks, Coach. Make shots, which is what every coach loves to say. So that leads us to game three, which is now back in home territory for the Bucks. And I had a listener, I tweeted about the game, and I'm like, I do think it's going to be 4-and-out. And a listener reminded me of the Bucks home record. So you're with the listener. Like, you think that this can't happen a third game in a row.
Listen, I'm not going to be putting money on the Bucks again, just because that was downright infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, in the NBA Finals, you're supposed to win your home games.
Right.
It's hard to steal games on the road. So I think you take that mindset moving forward. And like I said, the Bucks were terrible from the field. And
yeah,
the Suns were incredible from the field. So you look at that discrepancy, and I would assume the same thing is not going to happen again. Granted, this is not a Bucks team that I trust, nor would I want to trust, but you've got to take your emotion out of it. You've got to think, okay, it is very difficult to sweep a series, let alone the NBA Finals. And there is a good team in the Bucks somewhere. You know, when their role players actually contribute, and they are very good at home against the spread and straight up. So I would assume we see something better from the Bucks here. But I said that last game, So yeah. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't trust the Bucks. I won some money, so I might take it and take Suns plus four on BetMGM. The game again Sunday at 7 o'clock, and BetMGM's got it. But I did look at BetQL. They like the Suns plus four, like as a 4 or 5 star bet. So we'll see. I don't have much. The problem with these NBA Finals games, Chelsea, is that you literally just, it's a roller coaster of emotions, and it has been for all of the series. And so why would this one be any exception is sort of where I'm landing on it. So I have no idea at this point. And we're talking to Chelsea Messenger from The Daily Tip on Odyssey. It's presented by BetMGM. The final thing I want to hit on before we go here, Chelsea, is here in Memphis, we have a college. They just hired Larry Brown, first of all. Penny Hardaway hired Larry, and they finalized that yesterday. He actually won an NBA National Award yesterday. And I bring up Larry because they're sending him on the road recruiting right away for the University of Memphis. And they have the top basketball college, high school basketball recruit in the country, a kid named Jalen Duren, who could reclassify and actually play here in 21-22 and has $1 million on the plate, basically, in front of him from the G League to go straight to the G League from high school. Or go to college. And, you know, some of the colleges that have been recruiting Jalen are University of Miami's in the mix, Memphis, and Kentucky. Looks like Kentucky's going to be out because a kid from Illinois is transferring there. And I bring up Jalen because you were a college athlete. You were a swimmer at NC State, right, Chelsea?
Correct.
All right,
correct.
So this NIL world is a whole new world that obviously you didn't get a chance to experience and seemingly could have taken advantage of. I mean, is this something that goes through your mind when you watch this?
Well, I'm also not a quarterback for the University of Alabama. I was a women's swimmer at NC State.
Yeah.
So not quite the scale that some of these guys are going to be looking at, but I think it's going to be interesting for college basketball. We've already seen Scottie Pippen Jr. is coming back to Vanderbilt. I know that's not the big one, but I think we'll see some of these kids stay in school because they can make money now.
Mm-hmm.
They can make some money off their image and likeness. So I think we'll see a return to some better college basketball. That being said, I think it's going to tip the scales when it comes to those premier programs, because it's easier to market yourself when you play for Kentucky, when you play for Duke, when you play for Carolina. So I think those schools are probably going to get a few more recruits just mm-hmm. from a marketing standpoint. But I think we'll see guys stay in school longer and, you know, choose to go that route instead of the G League, which is exciting for college basketball.
Well, I mean, and then there are female examples that are actually leading the charge on this. We were a colleague of mine here in Memphis. We were talking about there's a gymnast at LSU who's a female gymnast who's, you know, one of the higher paid. Now, again, you have to have that social media following before you get into college, seemingly. So if you got a million, like there's a pair of twins at Fresno State who play women's basketball that, you know, they have this huge Instagram following. Now they are young, attractive females playing basketball who happen to have, you know, several million followers on Instagram. So there's
right.
probably
I
a
think
connection
it's
there.
Kind of like the Anna Kournikova effect.
Right.
Remember when she was big in tennis, she wasn't necessarily the best player out there, but
right.
because she was so attractive, you know, that she kind of garnered that spotlight and those endorsements.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit different for women, which kind of sucks that
it seems
based on appearance. But we'll see some people that get deals based on their personality and their talents, because there are some very, very talented college women's athletes out there, namely Montana Fouts for the University mm-hmm. of Alabama. I think she threw a no-hitter recently.
Yeah,
yeah, very, very dominating performances from women that maybe will get more spotlight because of this.
I actually agree with you, and it is a shame that the appearance thing is the reason that, you know, this comes up, because it's not. Personality is important, you know.
Thanks, Mom.
No, but like the Fouts story, I think is remarkable, because I have a friend who has a daughter in high school, plays softball, and he's texting me and tweeting at me about the Alabama softball team, and I had no idea. But you know, his daughter plays softball, and so he's into the sport, and they're watching it, and seemingly somebody like that could take advantage of NIL. But I brought up Jalen because I just still think, in this case, you know, you've got $1 million and the G League thing is cool. Obviously, when you got $1 million, that's amazing. But I'm wondering if a school like Memphis can make up the difference. Like, hey, you know, like, for example, Cade Cunningham was at Oklahoma State, right? Cade Cunningham probably grew his brand more by going to college, despite having $1 million on the table, probably to go to the pros and G League like Jalen Duren is, G League versus Memphis. So I don't know what the over-under is. I mean, we're just in the beginning stages of this, but I know Zion, his Nike brand, and his shoe demand probably went up by going to Duke. It would be a hard decision when you've got that kind of money sitting in front of you. Do I grow my brand, or do I take $1 million? You know, you see where I'm going with that?
It's almost like betting on yourself.
You have to bet on yourself,
If you're a guy that is getting offered $1 million to go to the G League,
right,
chances are you're going to make way more than $1 million in your career. And I think you're exactly right, because when we are talking about those blue blood schools, when Zion was at Duke, President Obama was in the stands when he had that shoe debacle where he blew out the flap and it broke. And he got hurt. So we're talking about a president of the United States watching you on national television, and that's exposure that you're not going to get in the G League.
Right. I mean, you're not on TV like you are in college hoops is at the high major level. It makes sense. Chelsea, appreciate your time. Happy Friday. Enjoy all the sports this weekend, and I hope the Bucks don't let you down a third time on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. And you can hear Chelsea. Thanks again, Chelsea. Hear Chelsea on the Daily Tip. Daily Tip is going to be on the Odyssey app, where you can hear 92.9 Daily Tip on Odyssey, presented by BetMGM. Of course, our great sponsor here. You can bet on Sunday's game. You can also bet on the UFC fight, which is Poirier versus McGregor, that is happening tomorrow night, that I have now been drawn into because of the videos and the press conferences.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.